The role of QEG metrics in understanding and treating specific clinical presentations and the relationship of the QEG to other clinical examinations. Quantitative electroencephalography, QEG, has emerged as a critical tool in both understanding and treating various clinical presentations. By providing detailed analyses of brainwave patterns, the QEG offers insights that complement traditional clinical examinations. This report explores the role of QEG metrics in the diagnosis and treatment of specific clinical conditions and examines how the QEG integrates with other clinical assessments. T. Introduction. The QEG involves the statistical analysis of the electrical activity of the brain, providing objective and quantifiable data on brain function. This technology is particularly valuable in identifying abnormal brain patterns associated with various neurological and psychiatric conditions. The use of QEG metrics has expanded our understanding of these conditions and informed treatment strategies. Moreover, the QEG often works synergistically with other clinical examinations, enhancing diagnostic accuracy and treatment efficacy. QEG metrics in specific clinical presentations. Attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, is characterized by symptoms of inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. QEG metrics have been instrumental in identifying specific brain wave patterns associated with ADHD. Studies have consistently shown increased theta activity and decreased beta activity in children with ADHD, resulting in a high theta/beta ratio. This pattern is particularly evident in the frontal cortex, which is involved in executive functions and attention. These findings have not only improved the diagnostic process, but also guided neurofeedback therapies aimed at normalizing these brainwave patterns. Major depressive disorder, MDD. Major depressive disorder, MDD, is another condition where the QEG has proven useful. Depressed patients often exhibit increased alpha and theta activity, particularly in the frontal lobes. These abnormalities correlate with the severity of depressive symptoms and cognitive dysfunction. QEG metrics can help differentiate MDD from other psychiatric disorders and predict treatment response. For instance, patients with higher frontal alpha asymmetry are more likely to respond to selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. This predictive capability can inform personalized treatment plans and improve outcomes. Anxiety disorders. In anxiety disorders, the QEG typically reveals increased beta activity, reflecting heightened arousal and vigilance. This is often seen in generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, and panic disorder. Increased beta activity is associated with excessive worry, restlessness, and hyperarousal symptoms. QEG-guided neurofeedback has been effective in reducing these symptoms by training patients to reduce excessive beta activity and increase alpha activity, promoting relaxation and reducing anxiety. Epilepsy. The QEG is invaluable in the diagnosis and management of epilepsy. It helps identify epileptiform discharges and localize seizure foci, which is crucial for surgical planning and treatment. QEG metrics can also monitor the efficacy of anti-epileptic drugs and adjust treatment plans accordingly. By providing a continuous assessment of brain activity, the QEG aids in managing epilepsy more effectively than a traditional EEG alone. Relationship of the QEG to other clinical examinations. The QEG does not function in isolation, but rather complements other clinical assessments to provide a comprehensive understanding of a patient's condition. Here are a few examples of how the QEG integrates with other clinical tools. Neuroimaging techniques. While the QEG provides excellent temporal resolution, neuroimaging techniques such as MRI and fMRI offer superior spatial resolution. Combining the QEG with these imaging techniques can provide a more detailed picture of brain function. For example, the QEG can identify abnormal brainwave patterns, while fMRI can pinpoint the anatomical location of these abnormalities, aiding in more accurate diagnoses and targeted treatments. Neuropsychological testing. Neuropsychological tests assess cognitive functions such as memory, attention, and executive function. When used alongside the QEG, these tests can correlate specific cognitive deficits with abnormal brainwave patterns. For instance, a patient with memory impairment may show abnormal theta activity in the hippocampus region on a QEG, correlating with poor performance on memory tests. This integration can enhance the understanding of cognitive dysfunctions and guide rehabilitation strategies. Clinical interviews and questionnaires. Clinical interviews and self-report questionnaires remain essential tools for diagnosing psychiatric disorders. The QEG can validate and quantify the subjective symptoms reported in these assessments. For instance, a patient reporting anxiety symptoms may show increased beta activity on a QEG, confirming the clinical diagnosis and providing objective data to track treatment progress. Conclusion. QEG metrics play a crucial role in understanding and treating specific clinical presentations, providing objective data that complement traditional clinical examinations. By identifying abnormal brainwave patterns associated with conditions such as ADHD, depression, anxiety disorders, and epilepsy, the QEG enhances diagnostic accuracy and informs treatment strategies. The integration of the QEG with other clinical tools, including neuroimaging techniques, neuropsychological testing, and clinical interviews, provides a comprehensive approach to patient care, improving outcomes and advancing our understanding of brain function and dysfunction.